Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the 46-year-old Otaku. It's Monday, 10:13 p.m. And I, just thought I'd drop a podcast right now. Okay, I'm sorry it's been a long time since I last dropped one, but I've been busy and all, and hopefully there'll be more coming, so, whatever. Okay, tonight we's gonna talk about some weird relationships. I was talking to a friend of mine over at GameStop, and we were talking about our favorite comic book characters and all. You know, she's an otaku like me, or I guess, I don't know, I like to call myself an otaku. I guess she calls herself a nerd or whatever. I don't know, out of respect to nerds. But the rest of us is here, you know? So, those of us that are nerds, they won't admit up to it. Y'all know y'all nerds. Admit to it. Even those people that are sports fans and love to watch football. If you do something constantly, the Chiefs are playing this weekend. Oh, Chiefs are playing this weekend? Yeah, I better go ahead, get my jersey, get my hat, get all my red on, and watch the Chiefs whoop some ass. Excuse my language. You a nerd. So, anyway, getting back on topic. My friend and I, we were talking about how there are nerds out there and how about relationships and all. And of course, you know which relationship I'm about to come out with. It's a DC relationship. It's a DC villain relationship. And it ain't involved Poison Ivy, let's just say that. Those of you who yelled out Joker and Harley, give yourselves a cookie, because you're right. Okay, me and my friend are talking, and we're talking about that relationship that Joker and Harley had. Well, I mean, obviously, if she never became so interested in that, I can't even call him a clown, because he ain't funny. His shit ain't funny. He ain't funny. He's more of a pathetic, sad little man. And I hope. Okay, let's go to the Joker for a minute. Let me go to the Joker for a minute. Out of all the Jokers I've seen, from Cesar Romero to Joaquin Phoenix, I think my all-time favorite Joker, I got two all-time favorite Jokers. Live Jokers. Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger. They both killed it as Jokers. Jared Leto, Jared Leto, that was not the Joker. That was a white boy trying too hard to be a thug. I'm not gonna kill ya, I'm just gonna hurt ya real bad. No, I'm gonna hurt you real bad because I'm gonna take a sledgehammer to your freaking face. Jared, then I'm going to steal your grill. Then I'm going to be like Trey Songz, Mr. Steal Your Girl. But anyway, beside the point. But like, in everybody's favorite Joker. Everybody's favorite Joker. Animated, video game, in live action. It's Mark Hamill. Period. I'm calling it right there. Right there. Mark Hamill's everybody's favorite Joker. Getting back on topic. Okay. Joker in Harlem. Why? I mean, I understand. Okay, Harley was a psychiatrist. Not only that, she was a freaking prison psychiatrist. Yeah, that says a lot about your job, huh, Harley? Good grief. If I was Harley, I would not be a prison psychiatrist. I would go into business for myself. That's what I would do. I'd go into business for myself. And said, hey, you know, I'm going to, you know, try to help people. Not be a psychiatrist. If I had became a psychiatrist, the first thing I would have done, get my ass out of Gotham. I'd be in either Metropolis, Keystone City, Coast City, wherever I would need to go. I am not going anywhere. I would not be anywhere near Batman and his cronies. But I'm kind of guessing that DC said, hey, we need a female Joker. So, yeah. But the thing of it is, she fell for him after talking to him. And all. And went crazy. And tried to do a lot of stuff for him. The thing of it is, it's like everybody's going. And then she even got so popular, she got more popular than Joker. At least in my mind, she got more popular than Joker. That's one of the main reasons why Joker wants to beat on her. Because she's more popular. So, thing of it is, everybody is like, oh, I like the relationship between Joker and Harley. I want to have a relationship like Joker and Harley. And we both said, me and my friend, both said the exact same statement. Why Joker beats on Harley? If anything, if I were to say, I want to have a relationship like blank, and I had to use two villains, I'd do it like this. There is an alternate universe of, most of you people may already know of this anime, My Hero Academia. There's an alternate universe of Deku as one of the worst villains in that particular universe. We're talking just under One for All. The kid becomes One for All's disciple. One for All just sat there and said, you know what? I want to have a disciple. And Deku has turned evil. He joins the League of Villains. Deku joins the League of Villains. And One for All is like, hey, you know, I'll go in ahead. I'll give you some of my powers. I'll give you some of my powers. And you'll be my descendant. I mean, you'll be my disciple. There's another chick, but there's a chick on the League of Villains named Toga. I forgot her last name. But this chick is freaking nutsoid. This chick is so freaking crazy. Harley would go, you're seeing me right now. You're going to see me right now. We're going to talk. Tell me about you. Harley would end up pulling a Freud, looking at her and go, tell me about your father. That's how crazy this chick is. So, and the sad part about it, in canon, My Hero Academia, and in the alternate reality where Deku's a villain. Or Izuku, sorry, is a villain. She has a crush on him. A crush on him. So, she goes, she wants to be with him. She wants to go out with him to host shoot match. So, that's who I say. That is who I'd say. I'd say, you know, the villain Deku and Toga, their relationship is what Harley, is what Joker and Harley's relationship should be. That's what that relationship should be. Not, because give me this, oh, Deku or Izuku wouldn't hit a girl anyway. Deku would probably beat on some. I think Deku would basically knock Bakugo the fuck out if he wasn't so timid. He would have done it without the All for One powers. Not All for One. One for All. The villain's name. Yeah, the villain's name is One for All. Sorry. Anyway. So he's like, okay. Hey. You know, we're like, you want to go on ahead and be in a relationship. Well, you get beaten time and time again. And you try to do everything for the man. Well, excuse me, for the man you in love with. But he basically continues to beat you, and you still in that relationship. That relationship is poisonous. I'm sorry, dudes and dudettes. But that relationship is poisonous. You can get mad at me all you want. As well, I welcome it. Send emails to me about if you don't agree with me, send emails to me. I'll give you my email address. rsal.tome@gmail.com. Rsal, rsal.tome@gmail.com. Put in the topic or whatever it says, the topic of the email, Joker Harley relationship, and I'll explain to you my main reasons why I do not like that relationship. So yes, that's what I believe. I believe villain Deku and Toga. Hell, excuse my language. Well, whatever. I'll put a warning. Deku and Tokuga versus. I mean, is greater than Joker Harley. If anything, I can see Deku with Harley. And I still keep on going. Deadpool would be a great relationship with Harley. Be in a great relationship with Harley. So, to put it out there, put it all out there, my opinions. One, Harley and Joker's relationship is not worth having. It's not worth being in. Because everybody, you gotta be kidding me, everybody and their mama today wants to be in a relationship that's dangerous. Wants to be in a relationship where the guy or the girl, doesn't matter, constantly beats you. Beats you. Bloody. All because you want to do something for them. You did something for them, and you and they get pissed off at you because you did something for them. Let's go with this one. Let's go with this one. I can't remember it, but it was a Batman animated series. It was an episode where where Harley captures Batman, hangs him over, upside down, over a tank full of piranha. Because Joker figured that would be a failure of a death trap. Because piranha are constantly snarling. Piranha are naturally snarling. They ain't smiling. Joker, the way Joker is when he kills you, he'll kill you laughing. He wants you to die on a smile, with a smile on your face. He is what I like to call an optimistic serial killer. He wants you to die with a smile on your face.
To me, they showed that Wu was guilty.
I remember one time when he brought that, when that was brought up, I said, "Well, why don't you tickle them to death?"
And the fingerprints are all what really
anyone to continue. Excuse me. I had to snort. So he goes. He, you know, Batman tells Harley. He's like, yeah, you know, Joker's not going to believe you killed me. He goes, she's like, yes, he will. I'll tell him I did it. And he goes, yeah, but he ain't going to believe it. He goes, there's going to be evidence at the bottom of the tank. Well, yeah, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be, yeah, you're right. It's going to be my bones. It's going to be strips of my outfit. But he's going to think that it's someone else that wore my outfit. And yeah, you have my utility belt. Yeah, you have my cowl. Yeah, you have my cape. But he's going to think someone, he's going to think that you bought that from a costume shop. He gets her to call Joker at the hideout. He's like, you got who? And you're doing what? He comes down, races down to where he is, where they are. He frees somehow. I don't know what, but I'm guessing he frees. Because I don't remember seeing the rest of the episode. I don't remember how Batman got free. I think he either got free by himself or Joker frees him. Joker frees him or Batman gets free while Joker's beaten on Harley. And that's the relationship you idiots, those that are saying y'all want a relationship like Joker and Harley want to be in. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, contact me in my email. You got my email address. I'm going to basically try to do a podcast from NakaCon next year. Hopefully it'll work. And those of you who have been listening to my podcast, I really, really thank you for listening to my podcast. You're number one. You're great fans. You're great friends, family. I don't care. I don't care who you are that listens. Fine, y'all listen. Cool. Muchos love to all of you. To all of you. My I'm gonna try to see if I can get some more help with my podcast. See if I can do some stuff. Hopefully, what I really need to do is get some mics, get a headphones, and basically work it with my computer. So yeah. So excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm just tired. So hopefully, all said and done, everything's going to go wonderfully. Everything's going to go gloriously. And after everything's cool, to quote Bobby Boris Pickett, everything's cool, Drex, the part of the plan. Oh, and hopefully, I'm going to try to do this every week on Monday. So next week's podcast is going to be I'm going to try to ask you guys for help. Those of you who are listening to me, I'm going to ask you guys for help. There's nothing wrong with me, or nothing will be wrong with me, but I really do need your help right now. So I need some information and probably a decent cash flow so I can be able to do this. But for my fans that are in Missouri, that are in the Kansas City area, I'm going to see if I can contact NetherRealm Studios and see if I can start a Mortal Kombat convention here. Here in Kansas City. So if you're interested in helping me, contact me at the same address, rsaltome@gmail.com. And basically, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for listening. You guys are so freaking awesome. You guys. I cannot praise you guys enough. I thank you all for listening. And this is the 46-year-old otaku saying, you ain't gotta be young to be an otaku. So you only pay for what you need. Nice. Thanks. What's up with your partner? Later.